Good morning. This is Monsignor Lavalle, and it's Monday, and we are going to be celebrating the beginning of Lent on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, and I was going to do this meditation tomorrow, but I thought with the storm that might be coming up, it might be better to get it done today. What I'm going to do, if you heard my homily on Sunday, you can turn this off now because it's going to be repeating a lot of what I said. But I think what I said was so important to the celebration of prayer during Lent that I wanted to go out to everyone. I was talking with a priest who had been to the Holy Land, and he had a wonderful experience there, and it was a beautiful experience. And he was telling me the different graces that he received at different spots that were so important in Jesus's life, and he asked me what places I like the best. And I said, well, actually, I've never been to the Holy Land. And I suspect at this point in my life that I never will go. And that's all right too, because I'm not by nature much of a traveler. But I did begin to think about it, and I thought of all of those different places that would be so beautiful to see, like Bethlehem or Nazareth or the Mount of Transfiguration or the Sea of Galilee, or the upper room where first Mass was offered, the cross, Calvary. They're all good places. But reading the Gospels, that's not the place, none of those places are the one I would pick. Did you ever notice in the Gospels how often Jesus goes to a deserted place? It's all through the Gospels, and it's usually either before or after a miracle. Sometimes it's that he gets up very early in the morning, or sometimes at night. And it's a place that you can't find by a tour guide because there's no direction to where this quiet place is or where it was. And it may not even be the same place. I suspect one of the places was the Garden of Olives. But I don't know that. So why would I pick, of all the places to go, why would I choose the quiet place, the deserted place? Because that's where love is. The greatest prayer of love took place in the quiet place, the deserted place, because it's not really deserted. When Jesus goes to the quiet place, he's to be with his Father. And the Father and the Son come together in love, and that love is so strong, it is the third divine person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. It's the love place. It's where the intimate love of the Father and the Son reaches such a beautiful point. The quiet place. And oftentimes Jesus would stay in the quiet place until he was called out when the apostles found him and brought him out because the people needed him. And as much as the people needed him, he needed the Father. And so do you and I. In this Sunday's Gospel, the quiet place takes place after Jesus cures a leper. The lepers could not be in community. They couldn't be with their families. We know that a little bit now, don't we, today, with the pandemic. We have loved ones who are in the hospital and nursing homes, and we can't get to them. We can talk to them by phone, but we can't be with them. We know what isolation means to some degree. And when Jesus cures the leper, he takes his place. He goes into the quiet place. By reason of your baptism, you were called to contemplative prayer. And that scares people because we think that is only for special people. That's for contemplatives. That's for Carmelite nuns and Trappist monks, for Carthusian hermits. Well, it is for them. Not by right of their religious profession, but by right of their baptism. You and I are called to the quiet place every day of our lives, to be with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Some people in their homes have a prayer room, a prayer corner, a spot to go to. You can find the quiet place, and you'd say, but I wouldn't know what to do when I got there. Well, what's the key? You do know how. What did Jesus say? His great prayer was that we be united with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Just as I, the Father, is in me and I am in the Father, may you be one with us. What's the key to contemplative prayer? Childhood. Unless you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Does the child have to plan what to say or think or feel or do when they go to the parent? Particularly if they know they're loved by the parent. They're just there. The greatest mystic in the church, or one of the greatest mystics, is St. Teresa of Avila. She actually floated when she prayed. She'd raise up from her kneeler. But she, in practicality, said, never go to prayer without a book. And that means that you take that book with you, which is Scripture, the Bible. Read a few lines, sit back, think about it. Just be alone with your Father. The Father loves you so much. And that's what we want to do during Lent. Don't do something that's not going to make you a better person. Start with this prayer. Take some time every day, 10, 15 minutes. Go to the quiet place. Be still and know that I am God. So to speak, climb up on your Father's lap. Tell him what's going on inside you. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you're sorry for your sins. Tell him how much you need his love. Tell him what frightens you, what scares you. Tell him what gives you joy. Tell him what you anticipate. Don't be afraid of the distractions. They come to the best of us, to the best of contemplatives. Everybody is tempted by distraction. I told the story of a young monk who was learning from his novice master about prayer, and the novice master said to him, we're going to talk about distractions in prayer today. And the young fellow said, Father, you don't have to do that with me because I'm never distracted in prayer. And he said, son, of course you're distracted in prayer. Even the saints were. I never am. He took him over to the window and he said, you see, we raise the palominos here. It's part of our livelihood. And he said, you pick out the horse out there that you want the best, and if you can say the Our Father without distraction, whatever horse you want, it's yours. That's all I have to do. He said, yes, that's all you have to do. When do you want me to start? Start right now. And the young monk started to pray. Our Father, does the saddle come with it? Distractions right away. Your Father loves you very much. How would you feel if you had someone that you loved very much and every day they spent time with you and they read to you? Same thing every day. After a while, you kind of lock the door. Not that that's bad to be read to, But if it's the only thing, it is. Your Father wants to know what's going on inside. Talk to Him, cling to Him in love. As time goes on, we'll deal more with this. But let's have a wonderful, wonderful Lent. Let's start by finding and going to the quiet place. Oh, and by the way, you know where the quiet place is? It's within you. The quiet place is your heart and your soul. Spend some time with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.